Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were...
Hello, good morning. I'm your host, Mr. Joy Lewis, and you're listening to another great show of Free on the Inside Internet program to inform you, to encourage you, to challenge you to be all you can be. This morning, we have a very special edition of our show. We'll celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday is coming up on the 15th of January. It's the 15th of January. Can you imagine what Dr. Martin Luther King had done is still active and relevant today? You know, even though these are difficult times, you know, these are challenging times. You know, I always like to say help change a life, because people like Dr. Martin Luther King and other mentors in my life, they changed my life. They allowed me to be who all I could be. And right now, I would just like to give you a call-in number. That number is 310-982-4126. Again, that call-in number is 310-982-4126. You too can call in and be a part of this show. We got some excerpts of Martin Luther King's speech coming up here, but we also want to honor him in songs also. And I think these songs are very relevant to today's time. And so please kick back and relax and just enjoy the music, and we're going to get back with you shortly. We're celebrating MLK Day. And so make it an effort, make it a committee of one, and go out and help change a life.
Thank you.
All right. We want to thank that artist. That's Glenn Gil Scott. That's that song. That's a message in the music. You know, today we remember MLK for what he had done, and we thanking him for what he has done in his memory and for men and women that actually go on the forefront of this, that's continually to do the work in which he has established from the very beginning. And I encourage you to go out and do something for someone, and I encourage you to go beyond your comfort zone here and try to help change a life. You know, you hear me say, I don't take that for granted because it will cost someone like you to allow me to do what I'm doing today. I'm not in the studio today. We're at a remote site, so I'm just going to do what I can. We don't have any call-ins. We got the phone line that's lit up right now, but I'm unable to talk to them at this time. But we want to continue to remember the MLK and some music, and so we're going to jam a little bit more, and then we'll get back with you shortly, okay? Another great episode of Free on the Inside. Target. You're listening to another episode of Free on the Inside. We want you to be encouraged that never give up on God, and God will never give up on you. You know, it's a message in the music. I was thinking about what Gil Scott was saying, how we prepare ourselves to be successful, but yet the odds seem to be stacked against us, so it allows us to start just doing things that's out of character. We're a great nation. We're a great people, and yet we're struggling with things that we have no business struggling. Oh, that was a beautiful selection there by Gil Scott-Heron. The title of it will say, "We Almost Lost Detroit," and we almost lost our life. We're remembering Dr. Martin Luther King up on his the day that's been set aside for his birthday. So we want to be very mindful of the things that he spoke about are still active today. Those things that he brought to the forefront are still useful today. You know, when I was younger, and I love that I know that the job that my mother had, that she was going out, she was cleaning other people's houses. And how did I even know that? As I was saying earlier, little did I know that my mother was cleaning other people's houses. Little did I know that my dad was parking cars and my uncle was selling shoes, only because those are the jobs that they were only able to get. And now Martin Luther King, he had put his life on the line to change people's lives, allow people to live a better life, live that American dream. And allowed me to be able to go to school, allowed me to be able to go to college, allowed me to do some things. And guess what? You've been able to receive some of that blessing also. Today, I want you to remember what Martin Luther King has done for you. And I want you to make a conscious effort to help change society. You know, things right now look bad. I'm going to play a record here and say, it's winter in America. But we know after winter comes spring and comes summer. So this thing that we're going through politically is going to change. It's going to change. But until then, we got to hold on. So I'm going to go ahead and play our interview here, I think, by Carol Reed regarding our Martin Luther King Day that we're honoring through music and a message.
Hi, so this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings, much more. Geico's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Be important? Wonderful. If you want to be recognized? Wonderful. If you want to be great? Wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. By giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve.
You'll just listen to a portion of Dr. Martin Luther King's speech talking about greatness. You'll listen to Free on the Inside on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and thank you once again for being a part of our program. We're in for a great time this morning here. We're just remembering and reflecting back on Dr. Martin Luther King, how he went out and he made a difference. You know, as you log on to this program, you'll see my text and my theme that says, help change a life. We can't do anything apart from God. Well, by chance, that we can make a difference in someone's life by encouraging them, by setting them on the right path, we're fulfilling the dream that Dr. Martin Luther King has set forth. And I am so honored and pleased to have two great guests on this morning. Our featured guest this morning is Ms. Claudia Fowler. She's been very active in the community. She's a community activist, and she's continuing to fulfill Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. You two can join the conversation by calling this number here or logging on to the internet, blogtalkradio.com/free on the inside. You can call this number, 310-982-4126. Again, that call-in number that you too could be a part of this great show in remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King, 310-982-4126. And so we have our guests on the line right now, so we're going to bring them in and let them tell us their take on what Dr. King has been doing and also encourage you. Good morning, Ms. Fowler. You're on the net.
Good morning, Mr. Lewis, Reverend Lewis, and how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I thank you for everybody for being a part of the program. Thank you for continuing to do what Dr. Martin Luther King has put in forth.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Dr. King was such a great man, and all the things that you know, that he did in his lifetime, the short span of a lifetime that he did have, that we were blessed to have him on this earth. I mean, I could not think of a better way to honor him this weekend than by the celebrations of his life.
Hey, man, that is so true. That is so true. I remember when I was younger and I heard this speech here, and it made me feel like I had power. He empowered me. They're saying I could be a servant, I could do great things, that we could pull together, that we don't have to take the illness of this world. We can make a difference. We can change things. And you've been doing that. So introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us what God have put to your hands to do.
Well, you know, I am a community activist. I used to have trouble struggling to say I'm a community activist. I would always say I'm just a community worker, you know, but I guess that if you work, you have to be active in order to work. You know, when we talk about Dr. King, I got a chance a few years back to go to Atlanta, or come through Atlanta, rather, from a convention, another church convention, and we got a chance to stop in Atlanta and see his birth home place. I got a chance to tour, you know, of course, to go inside of Ebenezer, you know, Baptist Church. You know, it was really, really kind of just a spiritual thing of when you actually go and look at where this great man was born, where he was raised, walked some of the streets that he actually walked, you know, the church that he actually grew up in. You know, it does empower you to go back to your own community and get to work, you know, whatever that work may be, whether, you know, the work, the task may be of small, the task may be of large, or the task may be a task of just getting people to a community meeting. You know, you have to understand that, you know, he was the type of individual that got people motivated. Like you said, you know, he encouraged people. He got people motivated, you know, and that's what we need more of today, because when we look at some of our communities, especially our African American communities, they are dying rapidly. You know, you look at everything that's going on around us, and you know, like I talk about Joppa all the time. Joppa is one of the last well-preserved freedmen's towns here, not only in the city of Dallas, Reverend Lewis, but also in the state of Texas. So we have a lot of rich history here, and you know, and when you say things that I have been deemed to do, I mean, just being a community activist, being a community leader, I try to always keep people motivated, get them to come out and be involved. If you just want to come and listen, come and listen. Because, you know, everybody's not an activist. Everybody does not know about community work. But they may, because you're not a community worker, does not mean that you don't have a concern for the community in which you live.
And that is so true. That's so, even if you're not a worker, you could be a supporter. You could be a supporter.
Exactly.
You could tell somebody about what's going on there. You could be a trumpet, a hurler, you know. But I wanted to just talk with you regarding what you just came from a trip down in Austin. So tell us about that, because this is a part of remembering Dr. Martin Luther King.
Well, yes, it was. It was the swearing in. The 85th legislative session is about to begin, or has begun, rather. And state representative of District 100 for Joppa is Eric Johnson, and provided the bus for us to come. I was the Dallas delegation coordinator and got, you know, some people rounded up and they wanted to go, hadn't been in a good while. You know, some of us do go every year, you know, to see them get sworn, every other year rather, to see them get sworn in. And basically we went down and I got a chance to see them get sworn in, took a tour of the Capitol. You know, there's a new African-American statues that are now outside of the Capitol. It's beautiful. And I would encourage anybody that if you ever go to Austin or go by the Capitol, please park your car, go and look at that. I mean, these statues are just amazing. So we got a chance to go down there, of course, like I said, to be with him. He provided a beautiful lunch, you know, for us. And then I have to throw that in about the bundt cakes at the very end. They kind of sweetened the deal. So it was really, really good. We had a bus of maybe about 50 people that went down. So it was really a great event. And I know that he has a couple of bills that are on the table that are coming up. One of them is House Bill 674. That's the pre-K suspension ban. If anybody watched the news this week, you saw what DISD is talking, or they're in talks and conversation now about trying to stop the suspension of kindergartners. I know the Texas Organizing Project TOP, they are also a part of that effort to make sure that pre-kindergarten, the pre-kindergarten pre-K and kindergartens are not, you know, are not suspended. And what that would do, House Bill 674 will prohibit schools from suspending children younger than six unless, you know, they commit like a serious offense. I mean, the child is, you know, 5 and 6 years old. So that's a very important bill to Eric Johnson, to our state rep, that bill passes, because we have a lot of our children in kindergarten, pre-K, that are getting suspended and sent home. Well, you know, you're supposed to be about the education, you know, of a child. So, you know, when we look at that, the younger that they start the suspending them, that starts the pipeline, you know, that starts the pipeline to the criminal justice system. Because you keep sending them home, you know, every time they do something wrong, you need to learn how. We need to get a bill passed where this that they will not be suspended. Also, he's going to have House Bill 245, Police Shooting Reporting Penalty. This bill would create an enforcement mechanism for House Bill 1036, you know, with the Texas legislature to ensure that all law enforcement agencies report instances of police-involved shootings. And as you, of course, you know, we look on the news every day, there's a police shooting somewhere. Not here in Dallas, there's a police shooting somewhere. But, of course, his concern is, you know, for the ones, you know, here in Texas. So that's just a couple of bills that he does have. And also, he is going to be offering up a bill of same-day voter registration. And I know we're going to get into voter registration in just a moment. On voter registration, you will be able to, if you provide the right ID, you will be able to register to vote and be able to vote on election day. And, of course, you know, we're going to face a lot of, you know, of course, controversy with that one, especially from our, you know, Republican cohorts. But that's a couple of the bills, like I said, that he is, you know, that he is trying to get on the table. And, of course, like I said, you know, and this will allow, like, on election day, you come in, you register to vote, you're able to vote, as long as you provide the proper ID. You know, so that's just a couple of things that he is looking at. The Dallas Open Carry Opt-Out, you know, they're trying to get legislation pushed through now that anybody's able to carry. You don't have to have a license to carry or permit to carry. Anybody, if you purchase a gun, you're able to carry. Well, this is going to be a very, very dangerous thing here, not only in this city, in the United States. You just don't want anybody to be able to carry a gun. And now, as you see what happened in Florida, in the Florida airport situation, this guy, you know, did have some issue, had some mental issues, was able to get a gun inside the airport, flew all the way from Alaska to the United States, get the gun, and then load the gun, and then shoot and kill 5 people in an airport. So I know those four are four of his top bills that he's going to be presenting on the House floor.
All right. Those are some good bills there. They needed bills. And I want to back up to the one about the kids getting kicked out of school, that 674 bill. If someone wants to put their name to a petition or whatever they do to support this bill, what do they need to do? Is that something that they're farming now?
Well, I know that he has already drawn the bill up, and I know that there are going to be some local efforts. There has been some local efforts about the pre-K and kindergarten suspension. And like I said, you can always get hold of Texas Organizing Project, better known as TOP. You can always give them a call, and they will tell you what you can do. I know there's going to be some more town hall meetings about this. I know DISD, Board of Trustees, is in talks and in conversation right now about that. Feel free to call, you know, to call your local school board member. I know George Foreman, of course, George Foreman there is, and of course, Lou Blackburn, Miranda Newdall. You know, there are several of them that are on the board that represent the African American districts, you know, per se, that you can maybe call, because, you know, seemingly the high number of suspensions are with our African American children.
And that is so true. You know, I do juvenile ministry, and I see year after year they seem to be younger and younger. It's just kid in the fourth grade in juvenile, you know, in the third grade on your way to juvenile. That's ridiculous, because I was teaching.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And, you know, and you talk about how, when you talk about the prison, you know, the pipeline, the prison, well, you know, and it talks about the younger that they are, starting with the suspensions and the out-of-school suspension, and, you know, then that begins that pipeline to TDC jobs.
Yes. Exactly. And then it put a hardship on the family, because here you are, you got little Johnny, you know, preschool and kindergarten. He get kicked out of school, then you got to find him. Somebody's going to keep him, you know. You got to lose time. So it's a hardship all the way around. So that's a great deal. And plus, we as a society, we need to put things in place. We can't just warehouse our kids. That's calling warehousing. You know, the ones
exactly.
that you don't want to mess with, you warehousing them, whether it's in a correctional institute or some kind of alternative school district or something, instead of working with those kids, seeing what their needs are and addressing those needs.
Right, and speaking of warehousing displacement, you know, we have to look at what's going on right here in our city, right here, you know, in the West Dallas area. And, you know, the lack of affordable housing is a serious, serious concern, you know, with
yes.
Representative Eric Johnson because, you know, being from, you know, the West Dallas area, you know, you have to look at that, you know, with the gentrification that's going on and the 300 families that are about to be displaced over in the West Dallas area. This is a very, very serious issue. Some of them have already just moved because they didn't know what to do. You have some that are still trying to hang on because they have nowhere to go. And, you know, we have to look at affordable housing, you know, right now in this city is an issue.
And that's so true. Now, let's talk about affordable housing. What about the homelessness? Now, I know that you're very active and involved in some things. Have that came across your desk? Are you working with some groups and agencies to kind of address this homeless issue? Because it's getting to be rampant. You know, men and women are just constantly being pushed around.
Well, it kind of started, you know, I've done so much work with them with the homeless stand down and, you know, and being out there in the community with them. And it kind of started, you know, something very innocent. We had a spread at work, and we had some leftover food, so, you know, nobody wanted to take the leftover food home. So I just told them, and some of it really had not even been touched. So I just told them, I said, well, let me just take it to the people around here behind where we are here in the Southern Dallas area and see if I can have to feed them, because I got to thinking about some of them may have not even had a good meal for today. So I wrapped up, packed up, and, you know, and behind me and one of my coworkers, we went to the homeless camp right behind us over there by Holmes and Chestnut and all that little area over there by Baylor, and we were able to feed people. So one lady asked me, Louis, she said, well, ma'am, can you give me a blanket? And it kind of something triggered something in my head. I'm like, you know, okay, let me see what I can do. Well, I got her a blanket and a couple more, and then I kind of mentioned to a few people, and by the time I ended up, I've gotten close to 100 blankets that I went over there and gave out, and then jackets came along, and then socks came along, and, you know, I put on my Facebook page, I went over there, you know, when we had the first cold blunt to come through, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, you know, when it was just so grossly cold, and when you go out there and you see them setting up their tents, and they're getting ready to brave that weather, it really makes you think when you get in your warm car. I may ain't got much, but what I do have, I am appreciative for. You know, thank you, Jesus. So, you know, we have been giving them our blankets and, like I said, socks, and I'm still collecting because, you know, we've got this little cold blunder that came through the other night, and I'm sure we got a few more because it's been really, really nice during the Christmas holidays. I said, I told a few people, we're going to get it in January and February, but we're used to Texas weather. But, you know, with the homeless, some of them are not going to go to a shelter. Some of them, they're okay out there, you know, braving that weather. And you know, there was an incident about maybe, I guess, 3 weeks ago. They found, you know, a young lady over in South Dallas. She, you know, she was found deceased, but she didn't even have on a coat. And it really bothered me. I'm like, well, you know, as much as we donate and we give, you know, it seemed as though maybe, you know, not that bad because a lot of us were talking that do the homeless thing. We were like, how do we miss the point on that one? How do we miss her? You know, so you have to be so careful of when you do that type of work to make sure if you reach one, you have to try and reach all. So, yeah, and on the 21st, we're still needing probably volunteers. They're going to be going in and actually doing a head count of the homeless. So you're able to probably call the city of Dallas and get information on how you can become a volunteer. With the homeless count, is that's going to be January the 21st.
Okay, that's good. That's something to be involved. I do homeless ministry and street ministry, and I know that's a great need. I want to take care of their physical needs, but also their spiritual needs, and also try to get them in place. You know, there's agencies that are overbooked, but there's still help available for those. And like you said, some of them are going to be homeless. We have the chronic homelessness, and some men and women are refuse to go and get some treatment or get some help. But we got to not give up on them. We got to pray for them and pray that they'll
have a turnaround. We have to take care of them, you know, and I look at all the beautiful things that we build here in this city. And like I said, you know, we build the most beautiful bridges, and we're building the most beautiful lofts, and, you know, we have, you know, this homeless problem is homeless population. And, you know, we're only going to be blessed how we bless those that are in the dire need. So I am still collecting, and I'm just calling my little program, you know, blankets of blessings. So I just come up with something because you know, I thought about that. So I'm
like
just doing blankets of blessings or blankets and blessings, whatever y'all want to call it. So, but I am still collecting. So if anybody would like to donate, just go on my Facebook page, hit me up, or my phone number's always somewhere around there on my page. Just feel free to let me know, and I will come and pick up. And I do appreciate any help that we can give our homeless population.
That sounds good there. You can count me in because, you know, I am a recipient of some of those blessings, not just being homeless, but just being just some support, just someone to let me know that I had value. And that's what Martin Luther King was telling us, that we have value. Things like that make
exactly.
a difference in society. We never know the hearts that are being touched, of men, women, or children, life that could be changed. You know, when you were talking about saving our kids from being kicked out of school or being on suspension, we have future legislators in that little kid that we don't see that now. We have future congressmen, you know, because someone took time and they prayed for them and they encouraged them and they directed them. So we just can't dismiss them.
Exactly.
Know?
No, we
the
cannot.
The Bible talks about that. Be careful of who you entertain. You know, you may be entertaining angels unaware. We may be entertaining the next president because we gave them a blanket. You know, we gave them food.
You know, and
you
I
know?
Tell a lot of my friends, you know, and that we're in our, you know, middle and late 50s now. We have to be so careful about this upcoming generation because this upcoming generation are going to be the ones that's going to have to take care of us. So
That's right.
You know.
That is so true. And if they don't have a heart and they don't see no love from us, then when they get grown, they're going to say, wait a minute, you're old now. You have no value. And, you know, it dismiss us. And we all have value. I respect the men and women that I saw that's older than me, the ones that I looked up to. Even though now they are old and they're unable to do what they used to, but I still respect them because they set the foundation.
Exactly.
They set, and that's what we have to teach our young kids, that, hey, I'm not able to do what I used to do, but I still have value. And they should see that by the way you conducted yourself. My
exactly.
sister, my time, we don't have enough time for what we need to discuss, but we want to kind of go ahead and we want to talk about this voters, your voting right and your participant, your voters drive. You know, you are very instrumental in getting the vote out and getting people to vote. Now, tell me this here before we start talking about that. Is there something in the legal system that allows people not to vote? Because sometimes people say, I can't vote because I have this on my record, I have that. Is there any truth to that based on your experience?
Well, I mean, if you are still actively on parole or you have not gotten dismissed from probation, if you have not exhausted your term, then you will not be able to vote. But they have made it so easy. This past election season, there was about 14 ways that you would be able to vote with ID, without ID. You can always go into a polling place and vote. If you don't have the proper ID, if you're not on that on that voter's roster, it's called a provisional vote, and it kind of like says in a way, layman talk, it may count, it may not count, but you will still be able to do your civic duty. But that's what we tell people. Always try to keep an updated ID. Always try to make sure that your voter's registration card is always, you know, coinciding with your ID. I often tell people, when you see a voter registration card, just go ahead and fill it out and send it back in. They'll send you all the voter registration cards that you want, but always make sure that your information is updated. You know, we were talking about what happened on Election Day. You know, yes, we Democrats were very, 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 we were very disappointed. I mean, we were just devastated, you know. And when we kind of looked at the numbers and started crunching numbers and kind of looking, we kind of discovered that there was a few percentage less of Democrats that voted in 2008 and 2012, both times back-to-back for our current president, President Obama. And, you know, because a lot of people, I think, in my opinion, became very discouraged. You know, when we talk about the electoral process this time, we had never, ever witness anything like what we saw with the Trump campaign. We will always say that Hillary did run an outstanding campaign. She didn't throw the dirt. None of that. That, in my opinion, she ran a really, really good campaign. But we were just kind of disappointed some of the numbers, you know, that came in. And like I said, he had the electoral votes, but we can always say that she did have a popular vote.
Yes, yes, it's so true. That's so true. And we fell short. I don't know if we got lazy or just took it for granted or what. Because there are a lot of people, as you stated earlier, just said that they just weren't going to vote. And it's a shame because now, you know, we'll control our own destiny. But it's never too late. It's never too late. Now, I know that you're always on the forefront and you always got your hand to the plow. You're very active. When we see things are not right, what can we do to address some of these issues that seem to be plaguing us? And sometimes we feel like we're powerless. But you know better. You know we have power to make a difference.
We do. We do, Reverend. We have all the power in our hands, you know, to make the difference. You know, and it's about holding our elected officials accountable to what they promise that they're going to do. And it's often the old age story of we get people elected and then we never see them until time again for election time. But I would encourage people, you know, I would employ people to, you know, if you have an issue that you want to put before your legislator, your councilman, your councilwoman, you know, your mayor, your, you know, your congresspeople, do that. Do that in writing. Set up an appointment, you know, and go in and tell them, you know, this is the issue that I'm hiding. You know, whether it's a local issue, a national issue, or a personal issue. That's why we have elected them to represent us. They have resources that sometimes we as local community activists do not have, you know, and they can tell you, you know, the road that you need to go to get the issue, you know, to get the issue resolved. So I would employ, like I said, employ, and I encourage people, you know, be sure and call upon your elected officials when it comes to some of our national and some of our local issues, you know, that you may have a problem with, that you want to see something differently done.
And that is so true. Thank you for sharing that with us. And, you know, I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You encourage me when I know that sometimes someone is fighting on my behalf. Some things that I'm not even aware of. You brought to my attention about several bills that I wasn't aware of. I heard them being mentioned of the 30-second clip and a 15-second Pro Bowl on TV or something. But then you gave me some in-depth on it. You also gave me some solution and direction. And I love that. I love that. Information without direction is useless, you know. And so thank
you
for sharing
that
with us.
You know, we are, you know, right now Joppa is challenged. We got to go, but Joppa is challenged right now with development, you know, first of all, economic development coming right around our community. We are facing two more batch plants and three warehouses that may be coming by our neighborhood. So right now, you know, we are kind of in conversations, if you will, with the city of Dallas, with master plan, you know, about development coming, you know, our way. You know, we have been such a secluded, the secluded best kept secret this side of the Trenton River. You know, Habitat is now building on the last part of the build with the last 68 homes. So when we are done, we will have 120 new families that have moved into our community. So right now we are kind of in like I said, conversation, you know, with the city of Dallas. Councilwoman Tiffany Young, who is our representative, has been so gracious in coming to our meetings. You know, she has been there for us, giving us the information. You know, they're talking about everything from putting DART, you know, the DART coverings for our people as they stand on the DART line.
Yes.
The beautification, the railroad track, you know, Union Pacific, you know, we're in conversation with them. There's a possibility they may be going to close the railroad track that's been open for so long out here in the community. So we have a lot of things that are actually going on here in our community. So, you know, my hopes and prayers that this community will all be on one page for the betterment and for the movement of the Joppa community.
And that is so true. That is so true. Myself and our church, we have been a part of the Habitat down there, so we know that it is a worthwhile adventure.
Oh, absolutely. Shelly Jones, Primitive Baptist, has been on the forefront.
Yes, yes, thank you. And you know, as Joppa is developing and getting more aware of, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because you live there. I go there and I participate in the neighborhood, but you see things that I may not see.
Well, you know, the development is good. I think development for any city, any community is good. But, you know, you have to look at it as it has been stated. There's good development and there's bad development. And, you know, we just want to make sure that the development that's coming around our community is going to be development that's going to be friendly and it's going to be neighborhood friendly, you know, to us. Of course, with the warehouses, they're talking about that there will be at least 100 jobs in the warehouses and in the batch plants. You know, they are also putting things on the table. The Union Pacific is putting things on the table, beautifying our community, you know. So we as a community are going to have to, you know, kind of sit down, brainstorm, if you will, and kind of, you know, get on the same page of where we really want our community to go, because after Habitat leaves this year, the build is completely over, and then we're going to be subject to any type of development and, you know, different zoning changes that are going to be coming, that are going to be, you know, encompassing right around our area.
Exactly. Now tell, what about the makeup of the neighborhood culture-wise? Is it pretty well staying as hell? Do you see a slight shift from the residents that there? Because it's an old neighborhood, it's a black. Now, we'll talk about that, because sometimes people say it's good, but now I see that the landscape is kind of changing somewhat. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, there is quite a change in here. You know, at one time we were about, I think, 87 to 90% African American. I think now that has slided down to maybe about 60%. We have now more Hispanic families. We have some Asian families that have moved in out here now, and that's not counting what's going to come. So yeah, there has been a slight change in the you know, in the racial makeup of my community.
What can we do to kind of not lose that balance there? Because after all, it's an old black historical neighborhood. And so what can we do? We don't want to just say all black, but how can we continue to encourage the minority families to move in and the ones that are already out of state?
I think that it's all about a marketing plan and how you market buying homes. I think that, you know, that if we were to do something, we would need to market to African-American people that are prospective home buyers, give them the history of our community. But, you know, buying a home and having a piece of the American dream is something that you can't really say you can only just give to a certain, you know, racial group makeup. But
exactly.
I think that, you know, a lot of African Americans would love to move out here because of the historical aspect that we have.
Exactly. And we want to always keep that up front there, because we want it to be open to everyone, but we don't want to lose that prestige that Joppy have. It's a beautiful community. I love it. I don't stay there, but I go down there and I see the value in it. And plus, it's in a good location. It's only, you know, only minutes from downtown. And, you know, and even going further south. So you're right there in a central location. So what you said, marketing.
Exactly.
I love it. My sister, we have to end this portion of the show with you as our guest. We want to thank you. And, you know, you encouraged me. You gave me some stuff here that I wasn't aware of, but I'm going to address these things the best way I know how. And plus, you gave us some numbers. If someone would like to find out more about what's going on, do you have some numbers that they can call for our people that's over the district, or some bills or laws, or just some information numbers that they can call and say, hey, I heard this and I want to know more about it. You have any numbers available?
I would encourage them to, you know, on the national level, call our Congresswoman, Eddie Bernice Johnson,
okay.
You know, they can call her office, you know, State Representative Eric Johnson. Well, you know, they can call his office in Austin, our city council. A woman who is Tiffany Young, and her number is 214-670-4689. And then basically that's our representative, which is our city council, our state rep, and then we have our state senator, Royce West. Of course, his number is 214-467-0123. So those are our local and our state representatives, and our school board member, of course, is Lou Blackburn, and you can always reach him through DallasISD.com or calling, you know, the school board building on Ross Avenue.
All right, great. You gave us some good information. And thank you very much. We're looking forward for you to be a guest on our show at a later date to keep us up to date on what's going on. And we want to thank you once again for helping us to remember the legacy of our dear man, Dr. Martin Luther King, remembering his legacy and to keep the dream alive by what you're doing. And you encouraging our younger generation to continue to dream, because let's face it, some of them don't seem to have a vision, don't seem to have goals, don't seem to have a future. But you on the forefront telling them that they are valuable.
And I always remember, even though it's Martin Luther King Day and a lot of us have a day off, remember, a day off should always be a day on. Get out, volunteer, do something in your community, go do something that, you know, because he was about community, he was about giving, he was about making sure that mankind was taken care of. So remember, a day off is always can always be a day on.
God bless you. Thank you. I'm going to use that. And you have a blessed day, and we're looking forward to talking with you in person. And keep doing what you're doing for the Lord, okay?
All right. And thank you, Reverend Lewis. And Free on the Inside, keep doing what you're doing.
God bless you. Thank you. Hey, man, what a great interview that we had there with Ms. Claudia Fowler. Amen. She's a community activist, all-around good person. She was telling us some things that are coming up. We pray that you pay attention to what's going on, that you use those numbers which she gave you, that Roy West, that you can give him a call and some more people number that she gave out. So thank you very much. And so we're looking forward to our next guest that's coming on. But before we do, we're going to...
All right, that was a great interview here. We're getting ready to wind down this show here, but we'll never leave this here setting without playing some more of our music to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And as our last guest said, a day off don't mean a day off. You need to be involved in helping change a life. And, you know, as you think about the plight of America, ask yourself, what can I do? She told us about the thing that we could do with our legislators and our congressmen and women and our local officials. And we want to take those things to heart. As we get ready to end this here program, we have one more musical selection. And then we're going to close this episode of Free on the Inside. There's winter in America, but after winter, there comes a spring and a summer. So don't lose hope.
Hey.
As we get ready to wind down this program here, we want to thank you once again for being part of our listening audience. You've been listening to Free on the Inside. You know, as our artist was just saying, as Winter in America, he said that it seems like all the heroes are dead and gone. But I challenge you that there's still some more people out there that wants to make a difference. I challenge you to never give up on God, and God will never give up on you. I challenge you to do all you can do to help change your life. You know, we on this program each and every week. We have some great episodes, some past shows. We have some great guests. I encourage you to tune in next weekend and see what God is up to on Free on the Inside. That number is 310-982-4126 is the call-in number. I'm not in the studio today, so I was unable to answer the phone. I see the phone line was lit up, but I could not answer the phone due to what my location. That's the beauty of the Internet. You can just be able to anywhere. But I want you to honor the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King by making a difference in someone's life, by just changing your life. You know, quit taking things for granted, because these are difficult times that we're in. But yet, this may be your time for you. This may be your time, maybe your season. As we get ready to wind down, we want to close out this program with a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you, dear Lord, for men like Martin Luther King, dear Lord, that stood on the forefront, dear Lord, to make a difference in society. Let us not lose heart, not lose hope on those things, dear Lord. And how we honor his memory today in songs and the messages, dear Lord, and testimonies. Let those things be put to heart, dear Lord. Sometimes we feel like that there's no hope, but we realize, dear Lord, that our hope and our helps come from God. Dear Lord, let us be the men and women in what you call it for, dear Lord, to make a difference. Let us be able to reach our young people, dear Lord, and let them know it's not all about the money and the prestige, dear Lord. It's about having a life, dear Lord, that's effective, that's beneficial to other ones, dear Lord, and let them know that one day they're going to be in control of this society, dear Lord. We pray that they do the best that they can do, because they were brought up by great mentors, dear Lord, great tutors and great teachers, dear Lord. Let us be the ones, dear Lord, to pour into the lives of our young men and women. Dear Lord, keep them, dear Lord, keep our listening audience until we meet again. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. You're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be in Christ Jesus. Amen. Have a blessed day in the Lord.